It's 2 minutes to seven on RN Breakfast. Let's check the finance news overnight with Rebecca Heim. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning, Fran. Gains in the banking sector are helping to support the broader US share market, and some encouraging housing and retail data has also boosted investor confidence overnight. Wall Street has welcomed news the European Central Bank will leave in place its liquidity safety net for vulnerable Eurozone banks. The Central Bank's president, Jean-Claude Trichet, says the ECB will offer banks unlimited loans through the first quarter. In economic news, an index of impending home sales jumped a record 10% in October, and that's pushed stocks in home building firms higher. And separate data has shown US retailers reported better than expected sales for November. With about an hour left in the session, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 106 points to 11,362. The S&P 500's 15 points higher at 1,221, and the Nasdaq's up 27 points to 2,576. Shares in Britain have extended yesterday's strong gain, closing more than 2% higher overnight. Banks and commodity stocks have booked solid gains. And by the close, London's FTSE 100 had put on 125 points to 5,767. Locally, shares are set to build on yesterday's advance, and in futures trading, the ASX SPY 200's up 48 points. The Australian dollar's rallied from last night's close. A short time ago, it was worth 97.6 US cents. Spot gold has edged up to $1,390 US an ounce. West Texas crude oil is higher at $87.85 US a barrel, and tapas has also risen to $94 US. And Fran, that's the very latest news from the markets.
Thanks very much, Rebecca. It's news time now, 7 o'clock.